Okay, Genesis chapter 40, beginning in verse 14. This is study number 38. My name is Michael Moret, and you're listening to Scripture verse by verse. And Father, we ask that you would add your blessings to the word that we're about to study. In Jesus' name, amen. Genesis 40, 15, picking up right where we left off. Joseph says, "For indeed I was stolen away from the land of the Hebrews, and also I have done nothing here that they should put me into the dungeon." Joseph did not belong in prison. He didn't even belong in Egypt. 16. When the chief baker saw that the interpretation was good, he said to Joseph, "I also was in my dream, and there were three white baskets on my head." The baker saw the good news about the butler's dream, so he figured his dream probably meant something good also. 17. In the uppermost basket were all kinds of baked goods for Pharaoh, and the birds ate them out of the basket on my head. So Joseph answered and said, "This is the interpretation of it. The three baskets are 3 days. So far, so good. The 3 days are were the same as the butler's dream. Unfortunately for the baker, that's where the similarities end." 19. "Within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift off your head from you and hang you on a tree, and the birds will eat your flesh from you." And really, once a guy's head is chopped off, birds eating your flesh is pretty much immaterial. Verse 20. "Now it came to pass on the 3rd day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a feast for all his servants. And he lifted up the head of the chief butler and the chief baker among his servants. The king will use his birthday party, kind of like a press conference, to announce his verdict on the two men." 21. "Then he restored the chief butler to his butlership again, and he placed the cup in Pharaoh's hand. But he hanged the chief baker as Joseph had interpreted to him," or to them. "And it came to pass." And it came to pass because it was the word of God. Verse 23. "Yet the chief butler did not remember Joseph, but forgot him." More of the same for Joseph. And right about now, he must be tempted to feel like a broken toy, sitting on the shelf, collecting dust, and forgotten. Chapter 41. "Then it came to pass, at the end of 2 full years, that Pharaoh had a dream, and behold, he stood by the river. 2 years have passed since Joseph told the butler to put in a good word for him with the king. 2 years, and he is still in prison." Verse 2. "Suddenly there came up out of the river 7 cows, fine-looking and fat, and they fed in the meadow. Isis was an Egyptian goddess. Her symbol was a cow." Pharaoh has a dream about 7 cows. He probably thinks he's having a religious experience initiated by Isis. He was half right. It was a religious experience, but it came from Almighty God. 3. "Then behold, 7 other cows came up after them out of the river, ugly and gaunt, and stood by the other cows on the bank of the river. And the ugly and gaunt cows ate up the 7 fine-looking cows and fat cows. So Pharaoh awoke." And this was very strange. For one thing, cows don't eat meat. And yet in this dream, cows were eating cows. It was as if their goddess Isis was devouring herself. 5. "He slept and dreamed a 2nd time, and suddenly 7 heads of grain came up on one stalk, plump and good. Then behold, seven thin heads, blighted by the east wind, sprang up after them. And the seven thin heads devoured the seven plump and full heads. So Pharaoh awoke, and indeed it was a dream. He was surprised that it was a dream. Evidently, for a few seconds, he did not know if it was real or a dream. 8. Now it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled, and he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt and all its wise men. And Pharaoh told them his dreams, but there was no one who could interpret them for Pharaoh. Isis has been devoured. Then, on top of that, grain, the symbol of Egypt's prosperity, is also devoured. No wonder the king was troubled. And even worse, no one could tell him exactly what it all meant. 9. Then the chief butler spoke to Pharaoh, saying, I remember my faults this day, when Pharaoh was angry with his servants and put me in custody in the house of the captain of the guard, both me and the chief baker. We each had a dream in one night. He and I, each of us, dreamed according to the interpretation of his own dream. Now there was a young Hebrew man with us there, a servant of the captain of the guard. And we told him, and he interpreted our dreams for us. To each man he interpreted according to his own dream. And it came to pass, just as he interpreted for us, so it happened. He restored me to my office, and he hanged him. It is hard to believe that this butler could actually forget about Joseph for 2 years, as he says. How could you possibly forget about a man who correctly predicted that you would be released from prison? 14. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him quickly out of the dungeon. And he shaved, changed his clothing, and came to Pharaoh. Facial hair was an abomination to the Egyptians. So Joseph shaves before he goes into Pharaoh's court. And Joseph doesn't realize it, but his life just turned the corner. And it was God's time for Joseph to get out of prison. Verse 15. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, I have had a dream, and there is no one who can interpret it. But I have heard it said of you that you can understand a dream to interpret it. Joseph could really name his wage here. Pharaoh has shown his cards. He has admitted that no one else can interpret his dreams. Joseph could say, Pharaoh, I'll tell you what. I'm going to tell you what your dreams mean, but you must free me from prison and send me back home. But Joseph won't, because he is not a prophet for hire. 16. So Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, It is not in me. God will give Pharaoh an answer of peace. This was a golden opportunity for Joseph to promote himself, but he would not do it. Instead, he gives all glory to God. 17. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, Behold, in my dream, I stood on the bank of the river. Suddenly, seven cows came up out of the river, fine-looking and fat, and they fed in the meadow. Then behold, seven other cows came up after them, poor and very ugly and gaunt, such ugliness as I have never seen in all the land of Egypt. And the gaunt and ugly cows ate up the first seven, the fat cows. When they had eaten them up, no one would have known that they had eaten them, for they were just as ugly as at the beginning. So I awoke. Also I saw in my dream, and suddenly seven heads came up on one stalk, full and good. Then behold, seven heads withered, thin, and blighted by the east wind sprang up after them. And the thin heads devoured the seven good heads, So I told this to the magicians, but there was no one who could explain it to me. And what Pharaoh is saying is, the goddess of Egypt, Isis, was devoured, and no one could tell me why. But Joseph knows God, so he can. And he begins in verse 25. Then Joseph said to Pharaoh, "The dreams of Pharaoh are one. God has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do. The 7 good cows are 7 years, and the 7 good heads are 7 years. The dreams are one. And the 7 thin and ugly cows which came up after them are 7 years. And the 7 empty heads blighted by the east wind are 7 years of famine. This is the thing which I have spoken to Pharaoh. God has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do." Pharaoh is used to being the big shot. But Joseph said, "Pharaoh, God is showing you what he is about to do." God is not asking, he is telling. Pretty bold talk for a slave boy prisoner, but it is the word of God, and what God says must be proclaimed with boldness. 29. Indeed, 7 years of great plenty will come throughout all the land of Egypt, but after them 7 years of famine will arise, and all the plenty will be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine will deplete the land. So the plenty will not be known in the land because of the famine following, for it will be very severe. When times are tough, people like to remember the good old days. But when the tough times are so bad that you can't even remember the good old days, you know you are in bad times. The 7 bad years will be so bad that Egypt will forget all about the 7 good years. 32. And the dream was repeated to Pharaoh twice, because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. When God says something once, you can take it to the bank. When God says something more than once, sirens, whistles, and alarms should be going off inside of us. 33. Now therefore, let Pharaoh select a discerning and wise man, and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land, to collect 1/5 of the produce of the land of Egypt in the 7 plentiful years. In other words, do not sell the surplus of the 7 good years, and do not overindulge during those 7 years, because you're going to need it in the 7 years that follow. 35. And let them gather all the food of those good years that are coming, and store up grain under the authority of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. Then that food shall be as a reserve for the land for the 7 years of famine which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land may not perish during the famine. And so, be frugal. Take care of what you have. Stretch it and make it last. And so, as a bonus, Joseph, not only giving a warning as to what is going to happen, but he's given some very good advice from the Lord as well. And Pharaoh will appreciate it. And we will see that next time when we pick up our study in verse 37. Until then, so long, everyone.